First, I just thought it was a great game. Played against a really good team that plays really hard, and both teams played hard. And just credit to them for finding a way to win. I told my team after, credit to us for there was a couple moments in the game, pretty much one in each quarter, where the game was kind of slipping away from us. They would go up a couple goals, and then would respond, and then it just seemed to happen over and over again. And a team like Yale, or certainly in the history that we've played on, we've only played them three times, but the last 2 years the game's kind of got away from us. And just proud of our guys and how they responded and continued to make plays. I thought it was a battle at the faceoff X. A lot of faceoffs, but I really thought we battled there and did some really good things. Offensively, I thought we shared the ball very well. We obviously generated a ton of shots. At the end of the day, I just think Yale made a couple more plays than us. So a little frustrated, but happy with certainly our compete level and the way that guys played.
Hi, Coach. Layla Penn with the Daily Free Press. My first question is, at the times when you were down by 3 to 4 goals and then coming back in just a few minutes with like one goal difference, what were the offensive strategies when you were driving back into Yale's defense?
We just wanted to share the ball. Yale's an aggressive team and, trying not to slide. And we were able to create some motion with their defense and then move the ball. So I thought when we shared the ball, it was pretty lacrosse. I thought guys stepped up and made some plays. I thought we had some pretty good ball movement and, got some great scoring opportunities. So it was more or less just, certainly keep the ball moving and rely on our playmakers.
And following that, I have with Vince Bialto being the BU's all-time leading goal scorer, what impact do you think that had on the game, and what does it mean to you as a coach?
I don't think it had much impact on the game. I think we were, involved in just a really competitive game, and that's more of a career stat than it is an individual game stat. But Vince has been a great player for us, and congratulations to Vince and all that he's done here. He's been a great player, and I'm proud of Vince, and happy for him to achieve such a high honor. He's worked very hard for that, and obviously he's a great player.
And I have one more question. You kind of already addressed this, but with the tempo of the game, and just did it differ to any other teams that you have played in the past, especially them being very aggressive?
We don't play too many teams in the Patriot League that push tempo like Yale does. They're always looking to attack. And, it's just not how our league plays. So it was certainly an adjustment for us. I thought we handled it well. I don't think the game was too frenetic. I do think we cleared the ball well. I thought we played pretty well transition defense at times. I think it was more or less just we needed to get stops, and we weren't unable to get stops. I feel like they scored on the majority of their possessions, and we just got to be a little bit better on that end of the field. And that they're a great offense. They have a great player. They have one of the best players in the country. And, obviously he had a really strong game.
Thank you.
And then
sure.
One last thing. Looking ahead to Saturday, your guys' last home game, what are some of the big takeaways from today that you guys are going to bring as you go back into Patriot League play on Saturday?
I mean, we just kind of flushed this one. And, we're in the thick of a Patriot League battle with multiple teams tied for first place and multiple teams right behind us. So, Saturday's a critical Patriot League game. It's a senior day. So, we're going to learn from this film and then, move on and start getting ready for Saturday. But Saturday's now the biggest game of our season.